And we just had a guest walk in the studio.
Good morning.
Hello, Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk.
It's great to be with you all.
Nice to have you here. So it is time to talk about voting and getting ready for voting locations.
Right.
But there's still time for you to register to vote if you're not registered.
Absolutely. In the clerk's office, we think about elections all day, every day. As soon as one election is done, we begin planning for the next one. But the date I really want to share with our listeners today, this morning, is April 22nd at 4 p.m. That is the deadline to register to vote for to participate in the May primary. So we want to make sure if you're especially the folks who've newly moved here to Hardin County, and we see that a lot, our growing community, come on in, register to vote. You can stop by the clerk's office. You can do it at govote.ky.gov, or you can call our office at 765-6762.
Okay, so for myself, my family and I live in Hardin County, but we moved just out of the city limits of Elizabethtown, so we obviously need to change our voting registration to where we are now. How do we do something like that?
You can do it the same way. You can stop by our office, or you can go to govote.ky.gov. The website's really the easiest way to do it. The state has that set up, and you can just do a change of address if you've moved within the county or moved to another county. I know we got listeners on all surrounding counties here. So if you've crossed county lines, you want to make sure you update that so that you're eligible to vote in the May primary.
That's a good point, because if you have moved and you don't have it, it doesn't transfer with you.
It's not automatic.
Right.
Some people think they've done a change of address at the post office that does it. Doesn't do that. Now, when you do update your driver's license, you do have that option. You kind of have to watch for that. It's one of the boxes you have to check there, and it will update your address for the voting list. But it's always good. You can always confirm it at govote.ky.gov. We encourage you to do that. The one thing you cannot do, if you're already registered, it's too late to change your party affiliation.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That deadline was December 31st. I wish, kind of to be honest with you, as clerk, I wish the dates were the same.
Sure, it makes sense.
It would align, because a lot of people kind of wait to see who's going to be on the ballot to decide whether or not they will or will not change their party affiliation. But Kentucky has closed primaries, and that means only Democrats vote in the Democrat primary and Republicans vote in the Republican primary. And that deadline was December 31st.
Now, another question. My daughter, and Trisha's too, will be 18 later this year, and they'll be allowed to vote, obviously, in the general election. But correct me if I'm wrong, you can actually vote in the primary as long as you'll be 18 before the general election.
Absolutely. If you turn 18 before the general election, state law allows you to vote in the primary. And so that's a great opportunity for those who are 17 years old, about to turn 18. Usually those are our high school seniors. Remind them to go ahead and get registered early and participate. Now, this year, we've got a very short ballot on May primary, and we have actually no independent races on the ballot. This is the year, even number years are when we elect or reelect city council members, and Ratcliffe and Vine Grove generally have a primary, but they didn't have enough candidates qualified to have a primary, so all of those candidates automatically move forward to November. So because there's no nonpartisan races, only registered Republicans or registered Democrats can vote in this primary. Everybody will be able to vote in November, but if you're a registered independent, if you register as other, if you register as a Green Party, a Reform Party, one of those other parties, you don't have a primary.
All right. So the deadline again to register to vote
is May 22nd at 4 p.m.
April 22nd?
April 22nd, yes. Oh, my gosh. Don't
you
register.
You don't want to wait until
don't
after.
Don't wait after the
after the
Sorry,
election.
the clerk's wife had him out late last night. We had a date night last night, and I haven't had that boost of caffeine I needed this morning. So, yes, April 22nd at 4 p.m. is the deadline.
And that website again?
govote.ky.gov.
All right. Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk, thanks so much.
Thank you all.
And we are Quixie 98.3.
Hey, it's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, continuing our conversation this morning with Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk. A lot of important things go on, and it quite frankly, you can't squeeze it all in one interview sometimes. And to us, voting is so important. I don't care what party you vote for. I just think you should vote. And you're the same way.
Absolutely. And so a few minutes ago, we talked to you about the actual voter registration deadline. But let's talk about the May primary. And there's there are new locations and there's several opportunities to vote. So let's talk through all those.
Sure, absolutely. With every election since I've been clerk, I've added more locations, and this is no different. We're rolling into a presidential year. That's always a high interest. I think you should vote every opportunity you get, but there are a lot of people who they just pretty much only vote in the presidential years. That kind of gets them out. So we've added additional location. Last year we had 12 locations. We've expanded to 15 to kind of fill in some of the gaps in our community where we felt like we needed to add additional locations to make it easier for folks to vote. The three new ones are Cecilia Valley, Heartland Elementary, and then Glendale Christian Church. And we'll be voting there along with the other locations that we had available last year.
Okay.
And it's exciting. Last November, we had 29% of our voters take advantage of early voting. Those are the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before Election Day. We think that number will kind of hold true again for this year. So early voting, again, will be available at the clerk's office as well as Colvin Community Center to get the Northern vote accessible as well.
So what dates are we looking at for the early voting?
Early voting is May 16th, 17th, and 18th, and then the May primary will be May 21st. For those folks who need an absentee ballot, they will be traveling outside of the community or they're homebound. That portal is open. They can go to govote.ky.gov, or if they need to be talked through it, they want to walk through it with our office, they can call our office at 765-6762. We've already had a number of those requests come in. I delivered about 35, I think, to the post office yesterday. So they'll come in a pretty steady click and get more and more till we get closer to voting day.
And the absentee or the early voting, I'm sorry, early voting, that's just an option for you. So you don't have to go on election day.
Yes, no excuses necessary. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's enshrined in law. So we'll have those available unless the law changes. Those are folks, we know that 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, on one particular Tuesday, is not always possible for everybody. We know folks at the hospital who work 12-hour shifts. My daughter's a nurse. She works 12-hour shifts. If she's assigned on a Tuesday, she can't come in. And we know that there are some folks who work in other industries or other jobs, or maybe they own their own small business. It's hard for them to get away on a particular Tuesday. So that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday captures a lot of the folks. The lines are generally shorter and move a lot quicker. This is a short ballot, this primary, so we expect that to move pretty quickly. And great opportunity for folks to vote in person. It's the same process. It's the same level of security. It's run by poll workers just like it is on Election Day. There's no difference. We do not count those votes early. We're not allowed to. So those of us in the clerk's office, we have no idea how people are voting. And we just don't count. We can't start any of the vote counting until the last person has voted on Election Day on Tuesday.
All right. And as far as Election Day voting, it is different than it's the same as it's been for the past several years, but it's different than it used to be. So people
right.
who haven't voted in many years, let's kind of walk through that process.
Sure.
If
you haven't voted in person since COVID, that's kind of really when the change began and we moved to polling centers. And the polling centers, we're getting such really positive feedback. People can choose the location that's most convenient for them. So if you live on one part of the county and you work in another part of the county, you don't have to zip back home to your community to vote. I get asked all the time, why are we doing this? One, it's positive feedback from the public. We're allowed to do this. It's enshrined in law. But the other reason is getting poll workers and enough equipment to operate. We have 58 precincts. That's a lot. And some of those locations that we used to use are not fully accessible. They don't meet election standards for accessibility. These locations that we're using do. Most of them are schools. Schools are usually built to those highest level of ADA standards. There's actually a higher standard for voting locations, and these schools all do a great job of meeting that. And it's easy for folks to get in and out.
All right. And let's talk about the website where people can find out more information.
They can go to govote.ky.gov. That's sort of your one-stop shop. You can even volunteer to be a poll worker. All our poll workers are assigned for this May primary, but we'll need folks in November. We have an aging poll worker population. They do a wonderful job. But every year there are several poll workers to say, you know, I just can't do it any longer. Yeah. I'm looking for somebody to replace me. So you can volunteer to be a poll worker. We'll put you on the list and we'll look at you when we get closer to making those assignments in the fall.
When you say volunteer, they do get paid.
They do get paid. We call them volunteers because the pay doesn't pay really well. You're paid $25 for training, and a 2-hour training is mandatory. We do that for you. And then it's $125 for the day. So you get paid $150 to serve your community. It's not a bad deal.
All right. Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you all.
We are Quixie 98.3.